What's up, XEFL fans? It's your most experienced host who is the worst at doing this. Grizz, aka John. We got Nick.
What's up, fellas?
We got JMO.
What up, fellas?
We got Jared. Hey guys, I'm Jared.
No points for Jared for that one.
Dude, I can't weekend at Bernie's it for Jared.
No points for Jared.
I got his list right here. I swear to God.
He's sending his information.
Oh, God.
Well, we're going to mock the teams that you would want to have for the entire XFL cycle. So, obviously, youth is huge since we play about 19 seasons a cycle. And this will be interesting. You guys will bring the picks. JMO, pick a number 1 through 7.
Damn, I want to pick 8. 1.
Nick wins. It was 7. So, Nick, you can pass the pick or you can take the first pick.
I'm taking it. Let's do it. I'm taking it.
All right, recap. This was Jets, and that was Jared's pick. So, let's see if the draft changed that.
Well, I'm not taking the Jets. I'm going with the Browns, no matter what, man. I think the Browns roster from head to toe is the best for a Madden setup in the game. One, because you basically just have Odell as receiver. I don't count the other guys. So you can use him for a little bit, and then you can draft your own. Njoku's a speedy tight end. Austin Hooper's too slow. Offensive line's good. You get Jadeveon Clowney. You get Myles Garrett at defensive ends. You have who's the dude from Notre Dame, the linebacker, Osua Koromo or whatever his name is.
Yeah, we got.
He's gonna be like a 90 speed. You got Denzel Ward. You got Greedy Williams. I don't care really. They're gonna be what 24 and 23, both tall, fast. You get Delpit. You get who's their other safety? They added Ronnie Harrison. They added John Johnson the third. It's just a freaking loaded secondary. You kind of get to decide what you want to do with Baker Mayfield, I think, because he is on the the fifth year option.
Fifth year, yeah.
So if you want, unless they sign him before Madden opens, but who knows? So if you want to keep him, cool. You want to trade him, whatever. Want to let him hit free agency. And then Nick Chubb Madden really hooks him up speed wise for a power back. Like, I think he was 92 speed to start this Madden out with a good acceleration and everything else. And then Kareem Hunt, too.
For Nick Chubb, he's a monster.
Yeah, he. I forget that he was kind of like a smaller speed guy at Georgia. Not a speed guy, but at Georgia, he was pretty balanced. I guess he's kind of like girly. I don't know. I think that roster, it's a nice combination of ready to win right now with young, talented speed. High overall, good players all over the place. So that's where I'd go with the first pick. I don't want to, obviously, I'm not a Browns guy, but their jerseys suck. So that's a huge no-no.
There goes the Browns, who originally, the last time we did this was 15. And then so, JMO, you have second again, and it's probably going to be the same pick.
I don't think it will be. I'm actually going to stay in the division and go with the Ravens.
Oh,
it's sort of like the opposite. You get Lamar Jackson, who's obviously a game changer. He does everything. He's going to be the fastest quarterback that this game will see. Not a lot at running back, but at wide receiver, they got Hollywood Brown. They drafted Rashad Bateman, Tylan Wallace, and Devin Duvernay from last year. I think he was like a mid-90s speed guy too. So you got four fast receivers. Mark Andrews is going to be a top-end tight end. I think they had him at 85 speed last year. A decent offensive line. I think the best thing that happened was trading away that tackle to Kansas City, so you wouldn't even have to worry about that contract. On defense, they got Jason Oway, who's going to be ridiculously fast on the edge, and Madden's not going to make a guy like that. So you're talking about two guys that you're going to have for the whole cycle that Madden cannot duplicate, and Jason Oway and Lamar Jackson. Decent cornerbacks. Humphreys, you know, he's only gonna be 25 or something. He's pretty good. A little work to do outside of that, but I mean, coming away with two guys that Madden cannot duplicate and having them for the cycle, I think really sets them apart from what a lot of the other teams can offer.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, to be honest, for a whole cycle, how young he is, how different he is, Lamar's basically worth, you know, the pick by himself.
Oh, 100%.
Because you're not, like you said, like Madden's not. I mean, Madden kind of did make that for that. We got one, right? That white guy.
190 speed guy, and I don't think anyone else topped over 87. That was decent.
Maybe it's like they got rid of it with the patch even. They're like, whoa, this is OP.
Maybe.
I like both those picks. That'll be interesting too, you know, same division, obviously. So see those two rosters battle. Nick, last time this was the Dolphins at three.
Yeah, I was actually just looking at the Dolphins. I don't think they're as – they have a lot of picks, correct?
They did give their first to the Eagles, but they have somebody's first.
Yeah, I think they have 49ers first. Oh, yeah. Okay. So they – which, I mean, that could be an interesting pick. I don't know. For me, I think every team has, like, one little weakness that, like, kind of prevents you from going with them. But for me, I so this might not be a popular pick, but I really like the Dallas Cowboys. Outside of their safeties, I really like their – they did add Keanu Neal, which I actually didn't know until I booted up this roster.
I think – did they list him at linebacker? Because I think they said they're going
to
play
him. Yeah, he's a linebacker.
Which it would be nuts because you have Jalen Smith, you have Leighton Vander Esch, you have Micah Parsons, all as linebackers too. So, that'll be interesting. Then you throw in a proven pass rusher like DeMarcus Lawrence, who has proven to be one of the greatest Madden pass rushers of all time of every cycle. Nothing has to be said about the offensive line, which for me, I would use him for trade pieces. Other people might actually use him. Then you do your wide receiver core after that is Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, which is just nasty. And of course, you have Zeke Elliott. The only thing kind of sucks is Dak Prescott going to be 28 years old and he's got a big fat contract. But
yeah,
the way I've kind of rolled through Madden now anyways is you kind of roll with the real quarterback until you have your opportunity to go up and get your rookie quarterback. So Dak, he's going to be good accuracy, especially after how he played before he got hurt. And then, the Cowboys guy, the Ravens guy is a Cowboys fan, so he's probably going to give him a little sympathy boost for the whole broken ankle thing and that whole thing. So did they trade their first round pick though to move up for Parsons? Or no, they didn't have to move up. They moved back. Never mind. They
fell to him.
Yeah, give me that. I like that.
I think that's a very interesting pick. I like that because and it really comes down to. I also want to clarify though
what you said. With the new rule of you having which you're adding, you have to have at least you can only have one safety in as a sub linebacker.
So Neal kind of gets you.
Being able to have Keanu Neal or one of your Michael Parsons, whoever it is, in it, sub linebacker, not count as being a safety is freaking nasty. So,
yeah. And so it really just comes down to can you dev the corners? And the corners on paper, they're going to be nasty. Like, I think the South Carolina kid was like 6'4.
Yeah. And then you still have Jordan Lewis from Michigan, who's good. Anthony Brown's the burner. You have the kid from the Trayvon Diggs from last year. And then you have didn't they draft a corner from Kentucky?
Yeah.
They got the Kentucky corner and then they got the South Carolina corner, who's an interesting Madden prospect.
Oh, yeah. Israel Mukamukumumu. 6'4 through 12.
6'4. So that'll be interesting.
And the kid from Oregon State's another 6'4" kid that he was from the Last Chance U show, or his brother was.
Yeah, so I like that. But it will be like I think you guys were talking about Lord's
Spider.
So it'll come down to Devin that secondary. And then, you know, someone like you, you'll like get your rookie wide receivers, get them built up, and then by then Dak's off your books, boom. Now you got the wide receivers to dev your quarterback. So that's a nice play. J-Mo, you're at four. Last time we were here, it was the Broncos, which I still like them.
That was Jared. That was Jared.
I still liked him in terms of Madden.
No. The Dolphins and the Broncos were way too high because they have so many holes. Like, it could be fun. Like, they have some fun players. But if you're trying to play for 10 seasons and assuming that you actually want to win, they have a lot of holes, man. I'm going with the tried and true Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The team is stacked, and it is boring. I know, but it's also going to be – it's probably the best team on paper that doesn't have Lamar Jackson. The receivers are stacked. They have a deep running back core. And we're going to have injuries next year, fellas. I'm telling you, it's going to be a real thing. Tom Brady, tight ends are deep. Like, this is the deepest team in the league. Their offensive line is great. Their defense is great. They come back with Saab, Vita Vea, Shaq Barrett, Devin White, Levante David, Jason Pierre-Paul. It's like an all-star squad. They could use some help at probably strong safety, but that's not really like a huge push. So, I mean, when you go into the off seasons, you're pretty much just looking to find guys you can replace. Like, you don't need to make changes on your team. You'll need a new quarterback probably in 2 years. They won't have Brady retire after year one, I'm sure. So you pretty much are just filling in. And when you get new guys, you just swap them out with guys on the team and cut them or trade them. I think the Bucks and their uniforms are sick. I think the Bucks would be a lot of fun. I just took them, so I mean, I wouldn't take them again. But I think they would be a fun team to run with.
Five. Last time this was Kansas City. Who are you going with, Nick?
So I do like Denver, but I'm actually going with the Carolina Panthers. Mm. Starting with the secondary, you get Jeremy Chinn, who's 6'3", has the speed. You go over Kenny Robinson, who also has some height, who's nice at safety. Then you do have A.J. Bouye, Dante Jackson, then the rookie J.C. Horn, plus Troy Pride Jr. And then, I think they're loaded in the secondary with young talent. And then you get to the linebackers, Hassan Riddick, Shaq Thompson. You get Brian Burns. You know how good he is in Madden, Gross Matos. Then, of course, wide receiver, you get DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, and then you have the rookie from LSU, Marshall Jr. And then, of course, Christian McCaffrey. You could kind of pick and choose what you want to do with Sam Darnold. I would dump him right away. I just can't look at his Lego head. So I would dump Darnold, but I like when you have the option at quarterback where you could give him 1 year deal, whatever he's worth, franchise tag him for a year and then figure it out. So, or he might have a couple years left actually, but you just might not be paying for it really. So he might not hurt to keep on the team. But you can go out and get your own guy, make a trade, you know, whatever it is. So
I like it and
sick jerseys. So
we got two AFC North off the board, two NFC South. JMO at 6. Are you going to make it two NFC East?
Not doing it. Going back to what we said, I mean, getting the defensive backs. Who has the best defensive back unit going in to Madden 22? It is the Green Bay Packers.
Detroit.
maybe if I was the Packers, they would. Yeah. But in this scenario, I'm not. So, Packers are stacked, man. I mean, they're coming back. Maybe Rodgers, maybe not. If not, that's going to free up all their cap, and then all your cap issues would be solved. They're going to have one of the best running backs in Aaron Jones. Receiving core, a little bit older, so you're definitely going to have to find some replacements. But, Davante Adams, still stud. Robert Tonyan, one of the best offensive lines in the league. But really, where it comes down to the big change is the corners. You got Jaire Alexander, Eric Stokes. They took in the first round. He's fast as hell. They took a couple other corners too. I don't know if they're what they're going to rate out as. But you still have Kevin King, who'll be, teetering. But you'll at least have Stokes and Alexander. They could be corners for the cycle. Darnell Savage, Van just had 99 interceptions with him in the last cycle. So he's 93 speed at free safety. And then Adrian Amos, at strong safety, they'll have to replace him eventually, but I mean, he's going to be 28. That's going to be probably the best four, two corners, two safeties in the league going into Madden 22. The only thing you have to worry about is potentially cap. And then obviously the uniforms are trash.
Last time 6 was Jaguars, and last time 7 was Raiders. Where are we going here, Nick?
So I'm going with Denver. I like the Broncos a lot. Their corners alone. You get Kyle Fuller, you have Bryce Callahan, Ronald Darby, and then the rookie Patrick Surtain. Then Justin Simmons has always been one of the best Madden safeties around. He's going to be 27, though, but I think he's going to get superstar dev again. You're struggling at the other corner. Running backs, you kind of get to pick and choose. You have the rookie from North Carolina, Javonte Williams. You still have Royce Freeman, Melvin Gordon, who probably aren't usable really. Wide receiver wise, though, you get Jerry Jeudy. You have KJ Hamler from Orchard Lake St. Mary. Shout out KJ Hamler for the high school. Sutton, you know, I think he'll get a little boost. Tim Patrick had a big season for them in real life. And then you get Noah Fant. You get Albert O as your tight end. You literally have two of the fastest tight ends in the game right out of the box if you choose to use them.
Yeah, I think you trade one, use one.
100%. And then you, you know, you still have Von Miller. You still have Bradley Chubb. And then kind of what Higgy, you know, you gotta go out and draft a middle linebacker and probably another safety, but then you're kind of good to go. I like this team. Another good mix of enough young guys to help you start developing players while you still can kind of compete. And then quarterback wise, Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. Use one if you want to, ditch them both. It's kind of up to you there. I don't think you're tied to either of them. So
I really like the Broncos. If you can get some good...
I like their jerseys too. And with the whole good advantage thing, everyone's going to be dead when you play them. So
the first season or two, if you can get some good dev out of them, and then the Chiefs go to Cap Hill, I think you'll be good to go.
Yeah, you probably are dealing with me as the Chargers again, though. Sorry, Wing. So good luck, Broncos.
And then, yeah, I'll take the Broncos then. I'm ready to lose by a field goal every time. Last time, Ravens 8, JMO. Obviously, we're not repeating that.
How'd they go 8?
Because
Jared
was picking all the worst.
That's right.
Jets went 1.
That's right. I hate the Jets.
Well,
there's a lot. I was dying for a team. Now I just found like 4 that I like.
Yeah, there's a lot of really, really fun looking squads. Here, this is a tough one for me, but I'm gonna go with the Cardinals.
That was one of them.
Yeah, I think again, you're Damn looking it, for. That's all you need. They were looking at game changing players, right? Guys that Madden's not gonna come out with, so you can't get those guys on your team organically. Kyler Murray is going to be that guy because they don't make 5'10 quarterbacks. No, I'm just kidding. Because he's fast as hell, great agility, acceleration, pretty good thrower. I think the wide receivers also really stand out. You have D-Hop. He's probably going to be a 99 overall, spoiler alert. I just feel like he was just ridiculous last year.
Boy,
it's coming down to fight, man, and I put him on my 99 list. You also got, I think, what could be one of the more fun receiving squads because you have Andy Isabella, who, of course, is going to be 95 speed, something like that, and Rondale Moore, who's going to be really tiny, and I do think that height impacts catching, but with them putting in, like, the jet screens and all this other stuff, and I mean, if drag is still a meta, I guess, for those lame-os, you could really take advantage of the speed with this guy, and he's probably going to have really good after the catchability with Jukes and stuff. So I think just the receiving core would be a lot of fun. It's not even including Christian Kirk, who's still going to be a young guy. They have a bunch of young receivers. They do miss a lot of other things. They did draft Zaven Collins. Although I just read about an hour ago, he got arrested. So we'll see what happens there. spoiler alert if you didn't see it. Safeties they got, though, Buda Baker and Isaiah Simmons. That could be maybe the fastest, best
Buda's
overall.
Buda's going to get some love, too, this time.
Yeah. I think that's probably the best safety combo in the game, at least to start out. And they're going to be blazing fast. Those are cycle guys. You got a lot of other work to do on defense, but they do at least to compete off the bat. And they have J.J. Watt. They have Chandler Jones. It'd be a fun squad. I think they have like names of fun people to use in the beginning. A lot of work and room to build on the defense, clearly, outside of the safeties. I think they pretty much need everything else. They got Byron Murphy Jr. at corner, too. But outside of that, I mean, they got a lot of work to go. I just think that could be a really fun squad.
All right, moving along. Do we want to do, like, a top 10 or, like, a top 16 and do the other? Because we already hit 20 minutes.
Yeah, let's just do half.
Move on. What do you want to do?
Do a top teams?
How many we do?
16.
That was 16?
No, no, no. We're at eight.
We're at eight.
So we'll just do 16 and then call it.
Yeah, that works.
So number nine last time was the Lions. Keep in mind, you know, Lions, they didn't draft an offensive tackle yet, so they had some first. And
that's true.
So whoever picked him, you know, he probably knew what he was doing. It just, you know, the draft got a little boring. Nick, what do you got?
I like the Lions just because the double first round picks, if as long as they get both sets of first round picks,
they're in there.
Are they?
They're in there on the beta.
Okay, good, because that makes a big difference.
Yep.
But I'm definitely not putting them at number nine or whatever number one. Not a, who had them in their top five? Was that Van? Van had them in their top four. Or something.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. No chance. Not here. So for me, this is where it gets interesting. Do I want to do it? Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it because I just remember they don't have a first round pick. That's the killer.
You were gonna say Seattle.
No, I would have said them number one overall if they didn't have if they had their first round pick. That would have been a lock, and I would be taking them at number one overall. I can let everybody know that. Let's go for me. Oh, man, that's tough because you're not gonna. Man, they don't have a first round pick either, do they? Holy cow! No, Dolphin. No, the shit. Who am I gonna say? All right, let's go with. I'm gonna go back to my original pick here.
Where are you gonna say the Giants? Because they got the Bears. Were you gonna say the Bears?
No, I'm gonna go with the Los Angeles Chargers. One, the jerseys. Two, you still have a solid secondary right off the bat with Chris Harris Jr., Michael Davis, and then Asante Samuel Jr. You get Derwin. You get Nasir Adderley, who's still young, 24 years old. Obviously, Justin Herbert. Eckler probably going to be a beast. You have a lot of different running backs you can use with the Justin Jackson. And but wide receiver-wise, that's where it kind of gets fun because you can kind of draft your own guys, similar to what I did this year. Keenan Allen is probably going to be like 99 across the board at route running. But then you have Mike Williams, who gets decent speed for a 6'4" guy. Jalen Guyton has a little speed. He'll probably get a ratings bump. You did lose Hunter Henry, but you do have that freak of nature tight end that Regan used at the start of the cycle, the 6'8" dude.
Arham.
Yeah.
Which, you know. And then you still have Joey Bosa. You have Nwosu. Linville, you have solid defensive tackles. And like I said, and Kenneth Murray at middle linebacker, who is an absolute freak, 88, 89 speed. So I really like the Chargers, mostly just because of their jerseys. And you do get Justin Herbert. You drafted offensive lineman, though. But, you know, I like where the Chargers are at.
All right. Last time, Falcons were 10. That was Jared. What do you got, Jima?
Oof, man, yeah,
the Falcons are tough without Julio. I sure would have liked to keep Julio on that team at least to get through the first 17 games.
They'll free a lot of cap, though, right?
The cap situation is going to be good.
The way I use tight ends, I'd be cool with Kyle Pitts and these unis here at 10, to be honest with you.
Dude, I would probably move. Well, I guess you don't have to move Pitts to wide receiver, but I would literally play him a wide receiver for me because I just don't like the routes for tight ends majority of the time.
Hey, you could move him around. It would definitely be fun.
But if you look at the rest of the roster, it is bad.
Yeah, and you got to get through 17 games, and you're stuck with Matt Ryan for year one. You can move off him in year two, but you're only going to make like $10 million in cap anyway, so you might as well just keep him for 2 years. But yeah, I digress. I'm going to go with the team that would beat both of Nick's team's asses here, and I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
I think they would be fun strictly because that cap situation is going to be ridiculous. So you're not going to be able to keep these guys. Obviously, Mahomes is a lock, right? He's not going anywhere.
I'm going to take a team because I can't keep any players.
Yo, you got to trade them, bro. You got trade bait, and you're just slinging them. The only guys you got to keep is Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman.
Yeah.
That's it, bro. I mean, everyone else you could trade away. You should be able to win with just those three guys. Like, that's literally all you need. Travis Kelce is a nice cherry on top. They also drafted a rookie tight end who looks like he might be pretty fast, which would help you move off of Kelce. I think the biggest problem is probably that Orlando Brown trade. You're going to have to pay him But I don't think they don't have the cap. Like, their cap situation, like bringing in Tooney and the way Madden 22 did the cap, the salaries is really weird because this was a smaller salary ceiling year. And then it supposedly is going back next year. So everyone has like huge caps next year. So like you get this team and you probably have to move off of Frank Clark. You probably have to move off of, you might even have to get rid of Honey Badger, cause, and then you'd probably be set. So you're going to lose those guys, but corners are still pretty good. Legarius Sneed, Tre'Davious Ward, they got Mike Hughes in there as well. Juan Thornhill, Juwan, he's pretty decent at free safety. I just think that the offense is just going to be pretty magical with Mahomes and those guys. And on the way the Madden 22 runs, I think. Hopefully it's the year of the deep ball, because, you know, I've been just begging for that to return. It never left for me, but I'm hoping that everyone else does it, too.
11, we had the Panthers last time, so this will be a new pick. And back to you, Nick.
Gimme the G-Men.
Yeah.
You get Danny Dimes. You get Saquads Barkley. Wide receivers, you got the rookie from Florida. You had Kenny Galladay, Sterling Shepard, Slayton, Pettis, John Ross III. You have one of the fastest tight end in the game in Evan Engram. Don't care about offensive lines. Skip right through that. Decent enough pass rush with Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence. You get the Madden freak, Lorenzo Carter at linebacker. And then your corners are nice, man. That secondary as a whole, you get Adoree Jackson, Bradbury. Then you toss in the safeties. You added Logan Ryan, I think. And then you have Jabril Peppers and the Alabama kid that VBD used. That's really slow, but he's sweet. Madden McKinney.
McKinney, yeah.
So I think, and then Julian Love from Notre Dame. I think that's nice because you can throw one of those guys, Jabril or whoever, right down in the slot or in the box right away. I think it's a pretty good roster. You get to play with Saquon Barkley. You get a fun receiver, rookie receiver to play with. And Danny Dimes, like J-Mo was talking about the other day, he's fast, man. He'll keep his speed. And he's a good enough passer, I think, where he'll be okay. So
the most important thing, you get the Bears first and your first.
Yeah, oh yeah.
12. Last time was Bills.
Yeah. Well, they have to get the Giants still don't have the Bears first in the beta, and every other trade is through. So that's a little worrisome.
We're going to make sure all trades, at least through the first two seasons, are up to date, least pick-wise.
What about conditional picks?
Conditional picks are probably not going to be a thing.
What?
Looking at that Colts first.
Start
Carson Wentz.
You know, if the first. Eagles somehow had it first, you know, that would be crazy. I haven't been keeping tabs.
We'll see what we can
do. Jeez. All right.
What are we at? That was what? 12? 10? 11?
That was 11. We're on 12. J-Mo's G-Men are off the board. Now he's all panicking. Who's he going here?
I'm making the panic pick.
Lions.
Circle the wagons. It's the Buffalo Bills.
Dude, I think I was just looking at them. Their roster's gross. Why does everyone want them?
They stayed at 12.
Look. This is it. Josh Allen's a superstar. That's all we need to know. I mean, he's going to have the cannon arm. Does it matter? Who knows? He's going to have decent speed. They did sign Matt Breida.
Yeah, that's big.
He's going to be crazy fast as usual. So it offsets the fact that last year they had Singletary and Moss, who are trash slow and can't break tackles. Now they have one of the fastest running backs in the game. You got Stephon Diggs. I mean, that's about
he
it.
99 after his season, he should be a 99.
His route running is gonna be nice. Could be, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, but you have him. Dawson Knox is a fast tight end, not the fastest like Evan Engram, but he's up there. Defense, yeah. I mean, you could use a little more. They did bring in Carlos Boogie Basham. They got Gregory Rousseau, who might be rated pretty well, and I'll be honest, he might even be 20 when Madden 22 starts. I think Kyle Pitts is still going to be 20 when Madden 22 starts. Yeah. So they're going to come into Madden as 20-year-olds, which is a really, really rarity. I'm looking for rare players, you know? Ed Oliver, a decent defensive line. Trey Edmonds, really Tre'Davious White at cornerback. And you could pair him with your other cornerback, Rashad Wild Goose Jr. So there you go. You got two corners. Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer. No, I mean, they're getting up there. The team overall isn't spectacular, but I think it would be a really fun team to use. And looking at the rest of the AFC East, I think it's better than all those other teams.
All right, going to third team. Last time it was the football team pre-draft. Who you got, Nick?
I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers. You get Trey Lance right out the box. Going to start him no matter what. You have Mozart, who is going to be, what, 96, 97 speed out of running back, even if he is 29. You get Trey Sermon out of Ohio State as well, so you have a fun rookie to play with. And then wide receiver-wise, you have your two young guys for the cycle if you want to, and Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk, who are both fast enough to get the job done, 25 and 23 years old. One of the best tight ends in the game if you choose to use him, George Kittle. Offensive line's decent. And then the pass rushers, dude, Armstead, Ford, Bosa, Arden Key, Maurice Hurst. You have Samson Abukam. You get your two Grizz's favorite linebacker in the world, Fred Warner. And then you have Dre Greenlaw, who has kind of turned into a little Madden freak and had a good year in real life, too. Corner-wise, you're kind of struggling, but you did add the most underrated corner in the entire draft class, in the dude from Oregon, Lenore, who is an absolute beast, freak of nature, probably get a start for him. And then you have a bunch of old guys. So outside of that, you do have the fast safety, Tavarius Moore, who's a good Madden player, but mostly picking them, you get Trey Lance and a bunch of guys that are fast. So
yeah,
real quick, Boone getting the ball here, 7 minutes to go, wings up 14-13. Wings fakes the punt and Boone fell for it. Classic. What are you not in a defense for, idiot? Anyways, going on, game over, wings win.
49ers was at 28 pre-draft, so they shoot up with Trey Lance. Cardinals were 14 last time. Who we going here, 14, J-Mo?
Well, yeah, because everyone thought that the 49ers were taking Mac Jones, so nobody wanted any part of that. Well, it starts getting really interesting here. I think you got a lot of interesting ways you could go. I got to go with the Saints, though. I think that they might have one of the better teams overall in the league.
For the cycle, I don't know if I love them here. Yeah, but
I mean, I'm not sure I do either. I mean, I wouldn't take them, but I think it's an interesting team. You got to make a quarterback decision. Right, you got Taysom Hill, though, who's
like
90 speed.
Already.
He's 90 speed. Alvin Kamara at running back. He's a freak show.
You gotta make a decision.
it really boils down to, I mean, they have a great offensive line. Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk are both gonna be over 90 overall bookends. I mean, the whole offensive line is probably gonna be over 75, 80. Doesn't matter, who knows, but we'll see. Defensive wise, they're in like really good shape. Cameron Jordan, Marcus Davenport, they just drafted that Peyton Turner guy. We'll see how those ratings turn out because he was a sleeper. They got middle linebacker DeMario Davis, who's a all pro cornerback, Marshawn Lattimore, and that
does he
rookie
have his
Paulson.
His camo shooting sleeve on next gen?
I don't know. I'll have to check that out. I'll get back to you, though. They do have those for your My Player in the yard, so I hope that they put it. Cornerback, you got Marshawn Lattimore and the rookie Paulson Adebo. You probably start those guys, and they'd be your corners for the whole cycle. Marcus Williams at free safety. He'd be your free safety for the cycle. And Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He's going to be your strong safety for your cycle. So, I mean, you could potentially have D-backs for the whole cycle. You're going to have to make some cap decisions. They're going to be pretty tight, which I think that's fun because a lot of the teams I've taken, I've never had cap issues. So I think starting out with a team that would have them, it could just be sort of interesting, something to add an extra layer to it. I think they could be a good squad. Tough division, though.
Browns fell all the way down here last time. It might have been before Clowney, too. And yeah, obviously before the draft. Who are you going here?
I'm going Jacksonville. You obviously get the Clemson duo and Trevor Lawrence and ETN. Wide receiver DJ Shark, one of the best man receivers you're going to find at 6'4", 95-ish speed, only or 24 years old. Coming off a big year, too, so he's probably going to get some type of dev. You get Chenault, who is not, you know, he's going to be 22 years old, but still very usable in Madden if you want his possession guy. You have good offensive line pieces to trade away. You get a nice pass rusher in Josh Allen. You have decent Miles Jack, Schobert, a couple guys who are decent in coverage at linebacker. And then you did go what? You added Shaquille Griffin from Seattle. You have C.J. Henderson, who's going to be, what, 22. Sidney Jones, who's young, 25. You added another corner, I believe, in this last draft. A couple, I think. And then safety-wise, you have the kid from Syracuse, Andre Sisco, who will be an interesting player. And that's pretty much all you have at safety. You have that white dude with the long hair, but no one's going to play him.
I think it's Wingard.
Yeah, I think you take them. They have nice jerseys. You get Trevor Lawrence and ETN, so you have some fun there. And then you get to, you know, kind of dev your defense up a little bit. But you have enough key pieces where it's going to be fun right off the bat. I think they probably should have been a little bit higher, especially with their big three of Lawrence, ETN, and DJ Shark.
Yeah, Lawrence could be crazy, man, with the speed and throw power. We don't know.
Yeah, I wonder what his speed's in on this roster. Obviously not updated, but they have an 87 speed, 94 throw power, which is wild.
Shoo! All right, 16, it was the Chargers. Where are we ending this one, JMO?
Well, this could be a team that Nick might be able to take, because he can't take them if you don't lift. It's Miami. You know what? Looking at the team, I think it would be a lot of fun. I hate Tua, so that's why they dropped for me. He's decent. He's a lefty, though, so you got to get used to that. They don't have much at running back, so you really got to work there. But a receiver would be a lot of fun. Will Fuller, Jalen Waddle. They got Jakeem Grant, who had a 95 speed last year, and they still have Robert Foster on the roster, who had a 94 speed last year. Still have Devontae Parker, Will Fuller, I mean, that's just crazy. Tight end. Boone didn't know he had a tight end called Mike Gesicki, but they do have a tight end, Mike Gesicki.
He's a beast,
and he put up like 8 touchdowns last year, so he's probably going to get a decent boost. Their offensive line's going to be young and stupid, just like all my girlfriends in college. But defense, dude, I think they'll be all right, man.
Their defense is nice. I actually just looked that over. It is nice.
Yeah, they got
Howard Dick.
Christian Wilkins, who's getting a little old. I mean, he just got drafted, but I think he was a 23-year-old rookie. That's always a no-no in my book. But the corners and the safety is really where they shine, and that's where we put a lot of focus, right? Because if you don't have corners, it was hard to dev them. If you don't have them, you just don't get them. But they got Zaven Howard, Byron Jones. They have Jason McCourty, who could be like a nice 4th or 5th, because they still have Noah Igbadambanibi. And they drafted a guy. He's a little older.
Javon Holland, too, baby. Ooh.
I'm not at safety yet. Yeah, he's
you
safety.
Said McCourty.
I'm saying they have McCourty as a cornerback in this. This is Jason McCourty, not Devin McCourty. And then they drafted a guy, Javarius Davis, who athletically profiled. Like, he could be pretty good. At safety, though, Javon Holland, he was a freak show at Oregon. I'm sure Nick could tell us all about him. but they also got, if you want some flash in the pan, they got Trill Williams. Talk about a name right there out of Syracuse.
Breaking news, Burrow just missed 2 wide open passes, which he does not do. Wings up 21-14, punting the ball back, or 21-19, punting the ball back to Boone 2 minutes, 31 seconds ago.
Oh, geez. Okay.
If Boone wins this game, Boone will win the Super Bowl. I'm just going to throw that out there.
He has to. Yeah.
There's no way he's losing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, and Miami, they don't have their own first-round pick. They have the 49ers first-round pick this year. They do have two first-round picks next year. And I mean, their picks are all over the place. So you don't have to worry about losing year one because you don't have your first-round pick anyway. So I think that could be a pretty good squad. I wish they had unis that were like the Miami Heat black and pink. That would be tight. But pretty good squad. You get to play in the rain all the time, too. That's fun.
I like the list. Let's end it on one question. Nick, I'm going to read off J-Mo's list. And Boone just lost. I'm going to read off J-Mo's list, and you pick one team that maybe shocks you that's in the top 16. Ravens, Bucks, Packers, Cardinals, Chiefs, Bills, Saints, Dolphins.
Bills or Saints. Probably Bills. And no, let's go Saints. At least the Bills have 99 throw power. Saints is gross.
All right.
I just think they're very good everywhere. That's all.
Yeah.
And then JMO, we got Browns, Dallas, Panthers, Broncos, Chargers, Giants, 49ers, Jags. Shocked by any of those?
I'm shocked by all of those. The fact he put Browns number one. I mean, right off the bat, I fell out of my chair.
A lot of people think Browns won.
The Browns are, once I release who the top fives for everybody, the Browns are the one team that's probably on like 97% of top fives.
Well, because I put them on mine because I was trolling Regan, but now I want to change it.
The Browns.
I guess if we got rid of that, I mean, we could say.
I was shocked about the Dallas three.
Yeah, I would have put Dallas later, but.
Yeah, I think after he made a pretty good argument. When I'm looking at their D-line, it's terrible. They have D-line, and that's it.
But
he really did make a great argument for him, so I can't. Their cap situation's going to be hell, too.
Oh, it's really horrible. But years. If you can get rid of those offensive linemen somehow.
Yeah.
But
yeah, probably, I think it. But I think the Panthers weren't really. I mean, they're decent. Yeah.
Panthers is really, I think the uniforms got Nick.
Dude, no, I am now like, I'm going to be 100% honest, really considering the Panthers at one after going over the roster and their secondary. Dante Jackson and J.C. Horn combo with, I mean, then you have Troy Pride. I mean, they like.
Jeremy Chen. I mean,
that's nasty. And then you, I don't know, you got
to talk about that D line though with Brian Burns, Derrick Brown. Like they're all young. Like you could literally, but that's also the downside. I mean, you could literally keep that whole squad for the whole cycle.
I know.
All you need is linebackers.
Yeah. And then I like the idea you get to draft a quarterback. Like I'm really considering Carolina now, and I know I won't be breaking Brian's heart, but we'll see. I have a couple other people.
I have Carolina on my list too. So
I know. I said I have a couple other people I have to talk to before I made a move on them, but we'll see.
Well, in this one here, that's our top 16. We'll get to the bottom 16. Yeah, that was cool, man. I like the list. You guys killed it.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
All right. See you later, XFL.